You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about a little 4-year-old boy who was visiting his grandmother for Memorial Day weekend. And so when they went to church on Sunday morning, the church they went to had a large plaque up with several names listed on it. And the little boy saw this and was very curious and asked his grandma, he said, "Grandma, what's that?" She said, "Well, our church wants to honor all those who died while they were in the service. And so all the names are on there." The little boy paused curiously and then looked up at his grandma and said, "Which service was it, the 9 or the 11? You're all safe here. On this Memorial Day weekend, our nation remembers and honors those who gave their all in service to our country. On this solemnity, the most holy body and blood of Christ, the church, remembers and honors the one who gave his all for us, the one whose body was broken and blood poured out on the cross, that we in turn might receive all, eternal life. As St. Paul reminded us in his first letter to the Corinthians today, it was the Lord himself who took the bread and the wine at the Last Supper. That was indeed his body and blood. And assuring his disciples and us that indeed this is the food and drink of eternal life. And so from the very beginning, the Eucharist has been an essential element of the church, the source and summit of our faith, as St. Pope John Paul II constantly reminded us. And as Bishop Braxton himself constantly reminds us, indeed there can be no church without the Eucharist. And so today's feast day is both a celebration and a challenge. We celebrate the good news that God always feeds God's people. Our first reading today from the book of Genesis reminded us of how God fed Abraham with the bread and wine from the priest Melchizedek. Bread and wine, of course, that was not the body and blood of Christ, but symbolized God's love and protection and care for Abraham and all his family. And in gratitude, we are told that Abraham gave God a tenth of everything. Of course, one of the favorite passages for all priests in the scriptures. This indeed is part of the scriptural basis for the concept of stewardship that we talk so much about today. Because God has been so good to us, in gratitude, like our father in faith Abraham, we return the first portion of our time, talent, and treasure to God. And this then is the challenge of this feast. We, because God feeds us, are challenged to feed one another. Too often, we may forget that we come here around the banquet table to be nourished by this sacrament, but that we also come here to be nourished by one another, to be nourishment for each other. Never underestimate the power of your presence here when you gather with your family of faith around the Eucharistic banquet table. And today's feast is not only a celebration that God feeds us spiritually, but also a celebration that God feeds us physically as well. As in today's gospel, we read how Jesus fed the 5,000 with just 5 loaves and 2 fish. We should be attentive to the mandate that Jesus gave to his disciples when they told him he needed to dismiss the crowd so they go get something to eat. He said, Give them some food yourselves. Like the disciples, we too may think that taking care of so many with so little is beyond us. But if we keep God in the equation, it changes everything. For we know that all things are possible with God. If we are willing to give God what little we may have, God can take a little and do great things with it. For indeed, in the kingdom of heaven, a little bit can go a long, long way. As Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta often reminded people, you don't have to do great things, just small things with great love. And so very simply put, this feast and every Eucharist, as well as our Eucharistic procession today, our Eucharistic adoration, and our benediction of the Blessed Sacrament at 5 o'clock this afternoon, are all expressions of our gratitude to God. And another reminder to us all that God is good all the time. All the time.